Welcome to the Sports Lounge with Big Lou. The son of a preacher man, born in Venice, California. He's a four-sport letterman. He lettered in football, lettered in track, lettered in baseball, and lettered in basketball. He's a three-time Rose Bowl contender with two Rose Bowl wins. He was awarded the LA City 3A Co-Player of the Year Award for football. He went to the University of Washington football team on a full scholarship. He dominated their game, starting as a strong safety outside linebacker. He has won three Pac-10 titles, two Rose Bowls, and a national championship in 1991. He had an undefeated season and a national championship in 1991. He is the founder of Holy Fit 310, trainer to the California Hollywood Elite. And now, your host, Big Lou
Jones. Watford for the win!
Yes! Yes! Oh! Unbelievable! Unbelievable! Can't believe it!
Can you believe it? Is it real? Is it? I'm going to tell you right now, it's absolutely real. You guys are not dreaming. You're not hearing a ghost. I'm not dreaming either. It is me, the host of the Sports Lounge, Big Lou. Thank you guys for tuning in, joining in. It's been a long time, but now we are here live. And you know what? We're going to get this thing going right now and jump right into it with the Red Zone recap, going over all the NFL scores from this past weekend. But before I do start that, I want to jump into some local sports here. For Santa Barbara City College, the Vaqueros, just want to touch on the fact that they have just pulled out another non-conference win. That last win came against Glendale. They are now 3-1 as they get ready to begin conference play. So if you have not had an opportunity, please get out to SBCC and come cheer on those Vaqueros. Brand new stadium here at home. And it's always fun to go watch the guys play in a brand new stadium because the emotions, the energy, the adrenaline runs just a little bit higher when we're playing in a new stadium. All right. I just wanted to get on that real quick. Let's get right into the Red Zone recap. If you guys missed anything, I'm here for you. Last Thursday, it was the Bengals and the Jaguars. And the Bengals actually went on ahead and pulled that win out 24-21. Jumping into Sunday, the team with no real identity, the Washington team, they're still trying to find the mascot. We'll get to that later. They took out the Atlanta Falcons 34-30. The Bills are going into the baking and donut industry because they have blanked the Texans. This is their second blank this year so far. The Bills knocked out the Texans 40-bagel. The Lions and the Bears faced off, but the Bears bit off the Lions 24-14. Panthers and Cowboys got into it. The Cowboys were able to lasso and wrangle the Panthers, taking them down 36-28. Colts and Dolphins got into it as well. Colts came out on top 27-17. The Browns are still doing their thing, knocking off the Vikings 14-7. The Giants and the Saints, who saw this coming? Daniel Jones actually had a big day as well. The Giants got the win in OT 27-21. And the Jets, big round of applause to the Jets and Zach Wilson getting their first win of the season. And they took out the Tennessee Titans again, another game in overtime, and the Jets win 27-24. The Chiefs and the Eagles faced off, and it looks like the Chiefs, no pun intended, clipped the Eagles' wings and got that win 42-30, pun was intended. The Cardinals went on ahead and continued on. They, I believe, are still undefeated, going 4-0, 37-20 over the Rams. The Seahawks came out on top against the 49ers, 28-21. Ravens and Lamar Jackson are still hot. They got a win over the Broncos, 23-7. The Steelers are having some trouble in Steel Town. They got beat up by the Packers, 27-17. The Buccaneers and the Patriots faced off. What an amazing game. If you missed that game last night, it was a fun one to watch. Mac Jones did an amazing job. And came up just short to the Buccaneers, 19-17. Tonight, don't forget, tonight we have the last game of the week. It's the Monday Night Football special. The Raiders and the Chargers will be facing off. It's going to be a good one. Tune in. The Raiders are doing well right now, but you guys know me. I am not a Raiders fan per se. It's early in the season, and they have a tendency to do this. I've mentioned it before. If you've been watching, they start hot. When they end the season, not. So we'll see. Hopefully they can turn that around, but the Raiders are taking on the Chargers tonight. That is our Red Zone recap, which is going to push us right into the rookie roundup. As you guys know, there's a lot of rookie controversy that was going on, and I'm going to give it all to you guys right now. So with that being said, Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence, in terms of our rookie roundup, had a pretty pedestrian day, but it wasn't too bad. 17 to 24, 204 yards, zero passing touchdowns, one rushing touchdown, only took one sack, no interceptions. So it's a big improvement from before, but we still got some work to do there with him. He did lose to the Bengals on Thursday Night Football. Zach Wilson finally got the monkey off his back, got that first win in his pocket, beating down the Titans for his first career win. 21 of 34, 297 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. Extremely impressive throwing and running on downfield. In my opinion, had the best performance of the weekend by rookie quarterbacks. Trey Lance and the 49ers. Trey Lance finally got a chance. Replaced Jimmy Garoppolo, who went out due to a calf injury at halftime. And Trey Lance went 9 of 18 for 157 yards and two touchdowns. While he did lose to the Seahawks, and Deebo Samuel connected for both touchdowns, showing really good chemistry. Still struggled with mechanics, missed a few guys too high, but most likely will get the start against the Cardinals this coming Sunday. Justin Fields beat the Lions for his first career win as well. 11 of 17, 209 yards, zero touchdowns, one interception. Going on to Mac Jones, and this guy had an amazing day. He actually tied Tom Brady. If you guys weren't watching or if you're unaware, he tied Tom Brady for consecutive completions in Foxborough with 19 straight completions. But he did also go 31 of 40 for 275 yards with two touchdowns, one interception. He took four sacks, though. So that's probably one thing they're going to be talking about in the meeting room in terms of, you know, being able to get out, get the ball away, throw it out of bounds. But we can't be taking sacks. That's going to always make it difficult to win some games and sustain drives. All right. That is our rookie roundup. And I want to touch on a few things, guys. I am super excited about my special guest that's coming on today. Amazing individual. I want to hold a little bit, right? I don't want to give you too much right now, but I'm going to go ahead and drop the bomb real quick. First woman to break the ground in one of the oldest boys clubs that are out there in the NFL. That is correct. The first woman to coach in the NFL. I'm so excited to have her on with us today, and you will be surprised to see and hear this young lady's background. She's absolutely amazing. I had the opportunity to actually work with her not too long ago with her and at Snoop Dogg's special needs camp. Snoop has a camp for a football camp and a cheer camp for special needs kids. And this is where I actually had the opportunity to meet her in person and work directly with her. And if I ever had a doppelganger or there was a female version of me in terms of energy, passion, drive, and just that engine that doesn't turn off on the field, she would be the one. So sit back, stay tuned, don't go nowhere. I'm going to be back with my special guest, and you are listening to the Sports Lounge with Big Lou. We'll be right back. You thought you were the only one ballin'. You thought you were the only one slayin' dice. You thought you were the only one pimpin'. In the VI with the brawls and the ASI. You thought you were the only one. Now, player. You thought you were the only one. Pressure, yes, sir. Yeah, Welcome back to the Sports Lounge with me, your host, Big Lou, at KZSB AM 1290. And just want to remind you guys and let you all know that this program will rebroadcast tonight at 10, Wednesdays at 4 a.m., and again on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Real quick, this segment was brought to you by our sponsors, TeensForTeensHelp.org. Teens for Teens' purpose is to empower teens who are suffering from emotional and mental health issues to choose their own recovery. Teens for Teens' mission is to build a peer-to-peer mental health platform online for and by teens and young adults where those who are suffering may find encouragement, education, and the self-motivation to choose recovery. Teens for Teens' vision is to be the platform to help make mental and emotional well-being a strategic health education goal embraced and supported across American school systems K through 12. Big special thanks to Frederick Schellen for his generous donation to get the Sports Lounge on the air. Frederick, big shout out to you. Thank you so much, buddy. We appreciate you for that. Guys, we're back. And my guest coming on right now, I got to tell you, she is absolutely amazing, phenomenal. And, you know, they say energy, aura, like you can feel the energy of a person when they walk into a room, right? It's genuine, it's organic, and it's contagious. And I'm so excited to have on Dr. Jen Welter, NFL's first female coach, speaker, founder of Gridiron Girls, first female coach in Madden, first female running back in men's pro football, author, motion and emotion pioneer. Is she on? Dr. Jen, are you with us?
Big Lou, I'm here.
Oh, my gosh.
Those words saying I was the female version of you, I'll take that.
Well, you know what? I mean, I know when I first saw you on the field at Snoop's event, that last event I saw you at, I was like, who is that? She's way on fire, and it's way too hot already, so I didn't know how that worked. But now now that I had an in-person shot of you, so to speak, absolutely deserve everything that you have earned and then some. So thank you for taking time out of your crazy schedule. I mean, just so you guys know, she is all over the U.S. map, speaking, motivational speaking, running her camps. And I'm going to just hand it over to you, Dr. Jen. Tell us a little bit about Gridiron Girls and how you founded it and what exactly is Gridiron Girls.
Yeah, so we actually had two Gridiron Girls camps this weekend. In Philadelphia yesterday and in New York the day before that. And this is actually the first national movement for giving girls the opportunity to play football, flag football specifically. But what I noticed is, you know, there were not a lot of opportunities for the girls. I didn't get to play when I was their age. And so I thought, I mean, why not? It's football, right? Like, everybody likes this game. It's America's game. So why wouldn't we give girls access and opportunity to try it, right? Try the game, learn the basic skills, and then if they want to go on and play, they've done it in an environment where we were there for nothing but them, right? A lot of the times if a girl steps on a football field, she's an exception to the very well-established rule. But I wanted all these girls to know that on this field, on this day, and in this game, you are not the exception to the rule. It's your opportunity to rule. And so we've done over... Gosh, I think we're at 42 girls' camps now around the country, and we will do another 5 in October alone. So really just working on how we can change the game for girls, because you know this, right? Like, they call football the final frontier for women in sports. So for me, having played for 15 years and gotten to play on the first and second women's U.S. national team and then transition to the men's game, I took that as a challenge. Right. If this is the final frontier for women in sports, if this is the place in the space that we're not supposed to go, the game we're not to play or supposed to play, then when we do this, can't we do anything? And we could shift culture through that. We've seen sports shift culture and beliefs, whether it be diversity, inclusion, or equality on so many levels throughout time. And football is that next frontier. And that's why, you know, we met at Snoop Special Stars. I remember when Nakani, who runs all of football, all Snoop's football ops, called me about 4 years ago, and she said, "Coach Jen, we need you." And I said, "What's up?" She's like, "I want to do a football camp for and cheer camp for special needs kids." And I said, "Yep." And she said, "God, I thought I'd have more time." I said, "We don't need more time. We need to go right now. I got you. We coach kids. That's what we do." And I know you saw it out on the field with those kids. Like, man, they're capable of so much more than the limitations that the world would put on them. And absolutely, what better place to bring the best out of somebody than on the football field?
Absolutely love it. And you know what? Just to comment on that, you know, I've been, like yourself, I've been working, coaching, mentoring kids for, you know, 20 years plus now. And there's nothing that excites me more and puts a bigger smile and fills my heart more than to see a child who might have thought that they didn't have an opportunity, that they didn't have the ability or the skill set to do certain things. And then after spending that quality time with them and showing them and breaking it down and then moving forward step by step by step, that's the easiest way to get down the street, right? Put one foot in front of the other. Eventually you look back, you're way up the road.
Man, I'll tell you what, you are spot on with that. And that smile when they catch a football for the first time, boy, if that doesn't just change your whole world, I don't know what does.
You know, I just want to share, and I'm sure you have a million stories like this, but I just want to share with our listeners. You know, I work with the city of Santa Monica in community recreation, and we are also at some of the middle schools and elementary schools, and we run the sports program, the after-school sports program. And it was basketball season one year. I'm at a middle school, and there was a kid that was playing who, you know, special needs kid, and he just kind of moved around on the court, wasn't really involved, but he did the best that he could, and everyone understood that. But at one point, somebody took a shot, and the ball bounced off the rim by the far outside baseline of that rim, and the kid just happened to grab the ball, and everyone in the gym is screaming, "Shoot it, shoot it, throw it, shoot it." And I don't know how this happened, but the kid just threw the ball in the air, and it had, I'm going to say this, you know, me being the son of a pastor, I'm going to say it was God's will, but that ball found its way to the basket and, you know, swish, and the gym went absolutely bananas. Everybody screaming and hollering and clapping and applauding, and then we look around, and the kid is nowhere to be found. And what happened was the kid had walked out the door of the gym because he was so overwhelmed from all the people cheering and screaming that it was overwhelming. And he walked away, and somebody went out and brought him back in, and the kid was crying. And it was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen in my life. And it was one of the things that really touched me and reminded me why I do what I do with the kids.
That's right.
And listening to what you're saying, again, it just kind of took me back to that moment. And I just wanted to share that with our listeners. You'll be amazed at how we can affect somebody's life if you just take a little bit of time and spend some quality time with them. Again, we're speaking with Dr. Jen Welter, the groundbreaking first female to coach in the NFL, barrier-busting force of nature. She is a female trailblazer, sports pioneer, PhD, passionate leader, world-renowned speaker, entrepreneur, and source of inspiration around the globe. Her relentless pursuit of individual excellence and success in challenging the status quo time and time again fuels her current drive to help others achieve their best in sports, health and wellness, professional pursuits, and in life. I mean, I'm curious, could you share with us what are some of the challenges that you faced as a female on this road that's less traveled by most? And how did you break through those to accomplish and achieve the things that you were able to achieve and still doing, by the way, let me put that out there like that. Guys, I want you guys to all understand, like, she's not done. This is just what she does. She'll take a task or a challenge. She'll take it down, knock it out, and then we move on to the next. She'll take that one on, take it down, knock it out, and move to the next. So man, give us that elixir, what you did and how you were able to break through those barriers into one of the biggest boys clubs ever, and make an impact, not just be a part. You made an impact. Share that with us.
Well, you know, Big Lou, what's funny is you can never be done when you don't start with the end goal in mind, right? Mm. I never started and said the ultimate dream would be to coach in the National Football League. That wasn't even something that was possible to dream about as a female. Right? This is why representation is so important. This is why inclusion is so important, because I couldn't look at the NFL sidelines and say, I want to be her one day. right? That wasn't even possible. The NFL was the no female league, and that's not a knock. That's a true statement.
Absolutely.
Right? And yet, loving the game of football, what I did is because there was no big goal possible, there was not a U.S. national team when I started playing. There were not women playing in men's pro football, any of those. What I did is said that I would step up to every challenge that the game put in my way. It's a simple but very large promise, meaning that, you know, you have to choose greatness every day. You have to choose where you can stress yourself and challenge yourself. Is it on your workout? Is it on, you know, your film study? Is it on, you know, your personal development? Is it on your relationship, right? Are you a better player, better coach, better human, better student? And are you doing things that will build into something that you have yet to even know was possible, right? That's how you continue to say, oh, okay, I didn't really know that was a thing, but let's go ahead and let's knock that out of the way, right? You kind of go, all right, I can do that. I've been built for this. And it wasn't just being a female. Shoot, I'm 5'2". There's a lot of people who say, like, oh, well, you aren't big enough for this. You can't do this because. And it's correct. On everything on paper, I don't make sense. First, I was a football-playing doctor, right? And then I was a football-playing doctor at 5'2". Then I was a football-playing doctor, two-time gold medalist, who played football against dudes at 37 years old, by the way. Right? I was too short, too young, too old, not even a running back. Right? I played defense. And yet, sometimes it's everything that makes you wrong about the situation that makes you right. Because though I was not going to go in there and run over the guys, what I could do is be a great teammate. And they would say, man, like, I see what you do, and I want to go harder in my own life. And I had a great football mind. And it was the relationships with the guys, which first and foremost, if you're going to be a leader, that is founded on trust and love. I don't have to be the absolute best at everything, but I do have to have absolute love, trust, and respect with players, with my teammates, so that we know that we're in it together. We're in the trenches together. I'm going to give you the best that I have. Now, it may not be perfect because I haven't been exposed to everybody or everything, right? None of us is perfect, but I'm going to go into it with perfect intention. And you know what? If we're wrong, we're wrong together. I'm not going to sell you out and say it was you, not me. I'm going to stand in the cut and say he did what I asked him to do, and I need to be better for him, not for me. If you do what I ask you to, I will always have your back. And when you do that, and to put the, by the way, player only as a part of the person first. And let me say that in another way. It's not a cyborg or a robot that plays football. These are very real, very important people who play the game. And if you don't know your people, then you don't have any business trying to work with players, because the ups and downs, the peaks and valleys, they happen to very real humans.
Absolutely.
And it's not easy on any of us. And so it was a lot of it bringing the relationship and love and heart to the forefront of the conversation that allowed me to, I think, be impactful with the players and to open the door for others to be able to take even what I did even further.
If I may, you know, I've been in the fitness industry now for over 20 years as a professional private trainer. I do small groups as well, sports specific training also, and I notice, like yourself, I mean, it's I know you, like, you touched on, you know, that you're 5'2", but I think we'll both agree that sometimes it's not the size of the dog in the fight; it's the size of the fight in the dog.
Right? Absolutely.
And that's you. I mean, that, you know, you can play, we play bigger than we are, you know,
yep.
And that's exactly what you're doing. You know, everyone, listen, we got to take a quick break. We are on right now with Dr. Jen Welter, the groundbreaking female to touch into the NFL as a coach. Don't go nowhere. Stay right here with us. We'll be right back. This is Big Lou, the Sports Lounge.
but follow your heart, yeah. I know your dreams are clear. Don't you know we all
everyone, welcome back to the Sports Lounge on AM 1290 KZSB. I am your host, Big Lou. We have a caller on the line for Dr. Jim, but before we go ahead and link those two together, I want to reach out and drop another line for another one of our sponsors here. Buying a new home, then you absolutely have to call Alice Kennington and Malin Dolan at the agency. The agency is a full-service luxury real estate brokerage and lifestyle company representing clients worldwide in a broad spectrum of classes, including residential, new development, resort real estate, residential leasing, and luxury vacation rentals. The agency extends far beyond what a conventional brokerage firm offers. It envisions itself as both a lifestyle company committed to informing and connecting global communities, and as a creative agency offering design, marketing, and sales solutions for buyers, sellers, developers, and investors across the globe. Give Alice and Malin a call today. Alice can be reached at 310-804-5229, or you can email her at alice.cannington, that's C-A-N-N-I-N-G-T-O-N, at theagencyre.com. Malin can be reached at 310-773-1107. And you can also email Malin at Malin, M-A-L-Y-N, dot Dahlin, that's D-A-H-L-I-N, at theagencyre.com. Guys, just want to drop that out there real quick. I'm excited, Dr. Jen. We do have a caller on the line for you. Caller, what is your question for Dr. Jen or myself?
Yes, this question is for Mr. Lewis. Mr. Lewis, I would like to buy advertising for my rug store. How do I do that for the show?
How do you do that for the show? Oh, what, man, you know what? Thank you for the question. That's a great way. I will put you in touch with my my executive producer, and he will get you all that information off the air. If that works for you.
It's called Who Man's Rugs. I wonder if you give me good deal, I can give you good deal if you can make me sure they give me good deal, okay?
You know what? I'm happy to do that for you, bud. And you know what? We'll get together and put you on with my EP, and we'll dot those I's and cross those T's and make that happen for you.
You're located in downtown Main Street, Santa Barbara. I have really good rugs for you, for the doctor. Anybody come mention Lewis, I give you 10-15%, whatever you want. I'm a big fan, okay?
I absolutely love it. Thank you, buddy. And you know what?
Lewis, it's Mug.
It's Mug.
Lewis, oh, this hustle call right here.
My.
I gotta say, that was the slickest hustle call I've heard in a while.
You know what? Man, I gotta tell you guys something. If you can't have fun with what you're doing in life, you might want to switch and find something else to do. You know what?
Everyone, I'm telling you.
Listen, Dr. Jen, everyone that's listening here live, you guys got to understand, that is a good friend of mine. I was so fortunate to be introduced to this gentleman a while back. Actor, comedian, Hollywood icon, Maz Jobrani. Maz, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Lewis. I am so impressed with how nice you were to that guy trying to get free advertising on your show. You're such a sweetheart, man. How you been? Congratulations.
Except me. Then there's me who called him out on the hustle, right?
you know what was up, Doc.
Oh, my gosh,
hey,
Maz.
Look, I appreciate the hustle, but come on. At least let's go.
Maz, you know what? I got to tell you guys, Maz is one of, I mean, aside from being a good friend of mine, he's one of my favorite comedians as well. Maz, you know what? It's so good to hear your voice. I'm well. I can't complain, or actually I could, but nobody's listening and I don't have that much time. So I just keep it to myself.
Well, listen, man, I'm so excited for you to have this show, and you're always, you know what? And people that know Lou know whenever we would even work out, whenever I'd work out with Lou, you would come with opinions and ideas, and you were made for a show because you're somebody who is sincere and you have a lot on your mind, and I think that you found your next calling, my man. I can't wait to see the show get bigger and bigger, and hopefully one day we'll get this. We'll get a rug store to advertise, and that is really cool.
You know what? I'm going to rearrange my living room just so I can actually put one of those nice rugs in there and it make it work. Now, look, I have That's to say this real about. Quick, Maz. I want to know if you remember this, Dr. Jen. I got to drop this. You'll get a kick out of this. So, if most people who know me, I have aspirations of doing two things: being a magician and a stand-up comic. And Maz and I were training one day. And I said, you know, Maz, I really, really think I'm funny, and I want to do some stand-up comedy, but I understand the difference between being friend funny and being stage funny. And Maz says, well, you know, I have to call into the I think it was the Laugh Factory or the Comedy Store. He's like, I got to, you know, set my times to go work on my set this week. He's like, you want me to see if they have open mic night? I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, check it out and see. So he gets on the phone with the people at the Comedy Store, I think it was, and you know, he's setting up his schedule for the week. And he goes, man, matter of fact, I'm with a buddy of mine right now. And he's, you know, interested in doing some stand-up. Do we have an open mic night? And he has the guy on speakerphone. And the guy fires back. He's like, yeah, as a matter of fact, we can get him on tomorrow at 6. Like, we're at work. And Maz turns and looks at me. And I shook him off quick. I was like, nope, cancel.
You got to be ready, Lou. You got to be ready. Well, I'll get you on, man.
Look, and that's so, being with Maz now and then having Dr. Jen on the phone, this statement that's about to follow, it rings true just in life in general, but especially with these two. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You always stay one step ahead of everybody else.
That's it. And Maz, I'll tell you, having been a female in football, it's a full-time hustle, and it's a really good thing that I started my life early with the split dreams of, right, either I was going to be a pro athlete or an actress, because I'll tell you what, going in with those guys, I do a little bit of both, right?
Absolutely.
Some days you are straight up honest, some days you are straight up acting, and if they don't know the difference, man, I think I could go pro.
You are right, and I'll tell you, it's just, and Lou, you on what you do, I mean, it's everybody, that's why I love our conversations, and it's about really finding what you love doing, because then you will put in the time and you will be ready when somebody comes knocking. You know, I mean, I think I've seen that a lot with, you see that even in show business. You have somebody who is an actor who goes, oh, I want to go try stand-up comedy. And I go, you better work on it, because if you are somebody who's well-known and you're acting and then they say, oh, jump on stage, the crowd will cheer for the first minute because you came on stage, but that next 9 minutes of your 10-minute set, you got to be funny, because if you're not, you're not going to laugh.
So, with, so is it, is so it fair
gonna
to tell you, go ahead,
I'm
Dr. J.
Maz, when I first learned how important comedy was going to be in my life. Are you ready? So here yeah. I am. I am actually the first female to play running back in men's pro football. And you learn quickly when you're the number one story in the country that the things people say are cruel and unusual, right? And then, and then when you go to do radio interviews, you know, they want to tease it out. They want the shock value. And I'm doing the radio car wash. And thankfully, I had seen this one comment that was so absurd that it actually made me laugh by myself in my house when no one is around. So I decided I would just jump out on the interviews, and I'm like, listen, guys, I got to tell you, I heard the worst comment the other day, and I got to share it. And this one guy said, you know, she's going to get hit so hard, she's going to die and get pregnant. Now, I'll tell you what, I was one of the best linebackers in the world for a really long time, and I hit people really hard, but I did not know that you could hit someone so hard that you could cause immaculate conception and death.
Hey, real quick, guys, Maz, if you can hang on, if you can stay on the line with us, I just got the signal. We have another caller that's calling in.
All of them?
All of them? Yeah, we're going to link them on in. Hold on, guys. We got another caller calling in. Okay, everyone's on? Go ahead, caller. What's your question for Dr. Jen or, at this case now, Maz Jobrani?
Well, this is just somebody you may know, and I just want to know what makes you think at this many years later you're still funny.
Well, here's the best part. Well, if you guys are listening, right, if you read between the lines, at some point in time, apparently I was funny per what they just said, right, if we go listen to the statement correctly. So at some point in time, I was funny. Now, whether I'm still funny or not, that depends on whose path I've crossed there between then and now. So I'm going to say this has got to be I knew that voice sounded familiar. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone who's listening, longtime friend of mine. We met when he was 18, fresh out of high school. Don Willis, the assistant head football coach at SBCC with the Vaqueros, played together at University of Washington. Don was in the NFL for about 8 years, moved around to a couple different teams. But I want to tell you guys something. I'm going to caution you to watch your comments, because Don, even though he's been out the game for a little bit, 6'3"-ish, about 310, 315, when we're on firing on all cylinders, right? We're getting ready to go into the season, and runs a 4.7540. So most of you out there, and this includes wide receivers in high schools, and not those competitive high schools, but he will run you down, break your legs off, and eat it like a turkey leg. I just want to put that out there.
Leg. Wait, he's not even.
Make sure you add that was about 25 years ago too, my friend.
Oh,
and here's the thing. God bless Don. One of the biggest problems, and I think Dr. Jen can agree with this. Maz, some people as well. Don, you've experienced it, and myself. But the biggest thing for most athletes is knowing when the game is over or letting it go. And we see it all the time with these old guys in terms of boxing that just. They get that last boxing match, and it just looks bad. Doesn't look good. Or on the football field, when some guys are really trying to hang in there and play those last, when they should have probably let it go maybe 4 or 5 years prior. And that's me. My point in bringing that up is I still train like I'm suiting up on Saturdays and Sundays. And so, I'll be in the gym.
We all do that. We all do. Lewis, I go, Lewis, I met you through a friend of ours. They play soccer. So I'll go out and I'll play soccer. I'm 49 now. I go play soccer and they play for an hour and a half. 49-year-olds should not be playing an hour and a half of soccer. and then I'm recovering for 2 weeks. And it's just exactly what you just said, man. It's fun while you're out there, but then afterwards you're like, for 2 weeks you go, what the hell was I thinking, man? So we all, our minds definitely trick us, and our bodies tell us the truth.
Yeah,
you guys, I feel like that today, having done 2 camps this past weekend. I'm strong in my retirement today. I feel my retirement today.
Right, look, listen, and it's funny because in the weight room, like I'll be at the gym. I'm not going to put the name of the gym out there because I'm mad at them. But I'm at the gym and I'm training, and sometimes me and my lifting partner or partners, I have like two guys that I can work out with, and we can still push the envelope. People will come up to me and they'll say, hey, Lewis, what are you training for? Like, are you getting ready to try to go suit back up? Somebody give you another tryout or a contract? No, just life. Dangerous outside my front door. Want to be prepared. That's all. But now,
not to cut you off, Lou. I ain't worked out in about 12 years, right? And the kids keep trying to get me to lift, and I just don't have the motivation no more. I just don't have it. I'm proud of you for still getting it on, but you've always been that way.
But now here's the thing. I'll go and deadlift 700 pounds, but I'm not going to chase you further than the city block. Anything past that city block, I'm going to have to catch you later.
You signed up to go play baseball. If you recall, you were like, I'm getting back into some baseball league. And I remember you went maybe like a week, and then I was like, how's baseball going? You go, oh, I hurt myself. I stopped.
Yeah, so.
I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that. So I jumped into a fast pitch Sunday league with a buddy of mine to show him, like, look, man, I was a better baseball player than a football player. And my silly self come round in third. We're in a bootleg field, kind of like the beginning of Major League, the first season. And I go to slide it home and catch a hole right in front of home plate and break my ankle. And so I said, you know what? Give me some tape. Let me stick it in some ice. I'll go play one more inning on this ankle, and then I'm going home. And that's pretty much the way I did it. Stuck it in an ice bath and left it there.
And clear.
Okay. Listen up real quick. Dr. Jen, Don, since I got you on, and Maz, I want to drop this on you guys. I got a segment for you. Real quick, Dr. Jen, I'm curious. I want to put this out here. You both, Don, Dr. Jen, and Maz, here's the question. Everybody listen. I want you to call in with your answers, too. It goes like this. You have 50 grand. Okay. You have to bet it all. Who do you take in a 100-yard dash? In their prime, this is key, in their prime, Tom Brady or Peyton Manning?
Wait, are we taking them to lose?
Oh, that's a good question. I didn't think about that spin. In this instance, let's take them to win and see who falls out or throws a hip out first.
Oh, in my prime.
I tell you what, how about this? How about this? Save that answer. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Guys, keep listening. Stay tuned in. Don't change your dial just yet. Dr. Jen Welter is on with us, the first female to ever break into the NFL as a coach and player. We got Don Willis on with us as well that called in, Santa Barbara City College assistant head coach for the Vaqueros, and a very good friend of mine, comedian, actor, one of the best out there, Maz Jobrani. You are listening to the Sports Lounge with Big Lou, KZSB, AM 1290. We will be right back.
I see the sunrise creeping in. Everything changes like the desert wind. Here she comes and then she's gone again.
Do I love you? Do I lust for you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please? Bonita Applebaum.
Hey, everyone, welcome back. It's me, Big Lou, in the Sports Lounge on AM 1290 KZSB with my guest. Man, I got a whole panel of guests today. I'm super excited. What a great way to celebrate my inaugural live show with everyone. Maz Jobrani, actor, comedian, Hollywood super stud. Dr. Jen Welter, NFL's first female coach, speaker, Gridiron Girls founder. And a whole host of other things. I mean, there's not even enough time to get through her whole resume right here. I'm going to have to do it in pieces. And then, of course, my buddy, good friend, Don Willis, assistant head football coach at Santa Barbara City College, Vaqueros. And guys, real quick, we're running out of time on the show. It's so unfortunate because I'm having so much fun, which will give you guys a reason to tune in next week. You see how I did that? Right, this will give you a reason to come back. But I want to get the answer to the question. You have $50,000. You got to bet it all. Who would you take in that 100-yard dash in their prime? Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Dr. Jen Welter. Go. Okay. We'll move over to Big Don. Don, who you got? Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, 100-yard dash, $50,000. You got to bet it all. Who you take?
I'm taking Peyton, man, because I'm taking back to that game they had in Dallas where he ran the naked boot and scored a touchdown, and that's all I can think of. So I'm taking Peyton.
I know that game that you were talking about. I think he had everyone that had eyes fooled. That includes the cameraman. That's a good call. I like that. Maz, who you got? Tom Brady, Peyton Manning.
I'm putting the whole 50 on Bitcoin because Bitcoin is faster than both of them.
Okay, Dr. Jed, about you, who you got? 50 grand betting it all in their prime, Tom Brady or Peyton Manning?
Okay, where'd she go? She's not there. Oh,
you know what, guys?
There.
That's okay. You know what? Dr. Jen was in an airport, and I'm very grateful that she took time out. She's traveling. She's very busy. And as you heard earlier, she had a couple camps over in Philly. She's moving from Texas, so she probably had to jump on a plane. So I want to just reach out and say thank you to Dr. Jen for taking time. Maz, thank you for taking time and calling in, bud. I really appreciate it. Thank you for all the great wishes. Don, always, thank you as well, bud. Hey, you've been listening to Big Lou in the Sports Lounge, AM 1290, KZSB. I'll see you when I look at you.
Experiences, trainings, and passion for sports and fitness have thrust him into the world of personal training and strength and conditioning. Lou has been a personal trainer for over 20 years, helping people, kids, young athletes, and adults achieve their fitness goals and exceed them. It's his goal, his passion. You can find Big Lou on Instagram and Facebook at FitLou310 and at TSL Big Lou. Big Lou's handle on Instagram is at HolyFit310. Book your training session with Big Lou at HolyFit310.com or to book your appointment with Big Lou, call 323-304-7339. That's 323-304-7339. Check out his fitness videos and interviews on YouTube at HolyFit310 and at TSL Big Lou. To listen to the podcast with Big Lou's Sports Lounge original music soundtracks, search with your smart speaker of choice and say, "Play the Sports Lounge with Big Lou" latest episode. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google, Radio Nation, Burberry, and Spreaker. Please subscribe, everyone. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou is brought to you by Evolve Entertainment and HolyFit310. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou is executive produced by Lewis Jones and Jeremiah Higgins. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou, master sound engineer, Dr. D, a.k.a. Richard Dugan. A big thanks to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us play around with his radio station toys and his radio waves. Thanks, Les. We promise we won't break them. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou. Be good. And be sure to go to tslbiglou.com.